He didn't really have a wife and kids or own a home on Brenthal 4. He hadn't actually done half the things he half recalled doing. Despite the support he received, he kept thinking he would simply wake up from the longest, most dream-filled night of his life and find himself in a bunk aboard the Stellar Envoy with Rees, whipping up breakfast in the galley. Sampa and Bazant refused to tell him anything about the accident that had landed him at Aurora. They conceded that his mind could be compelled to give up the memory, but they insisted that his long-term psychic health would be better served if the memory surfaced of its own accord. The last memory he recalled with any clarity was of sitting at the controls of the old YT-1300 as it skimmed through hyperspace. But he couldn't place the event in time, didn't know where he and Rees had come from, or where they were headed, and why. So how could he be sure he wasn't still in a coma, and that all he was experiencing wasn't simply another programmed dream? Every day for the first 2 weeks, Sampa had told him that he was going to be moved to the tank, holding it out like a panacea for everything, not just his replacement legs. Then one morning, without warning, he was inside the tank with the holoscreen mask adhered to his face and the tutorial running, and all doubts about the reality of his situation were laid to rest. Because no one could have made up the catastrophic events the tutorial led him through. The war between the Republic and the Confederacy of Independent Systems, the one in which Jadak and countless others had tried so hard to serve the cause of peace and justice, was revealed to have been nothing more than an elaborate ploy to eliminate the Jedi Order and place the galaxy in the hands of a Sith Lord. The Force had triumphed in the end, however, with Emperor Palpatine brought down by the son of a Jedi everyone had once looked to as a hero. But it had taken years of fighting with the remnants of the Empire before a new Republic rose from the ashes of the old. And even then, peace hadn't endured for long. Already beset with problems, the new Republic had been invaded by an extragalactic species known as the Yuuzhan Vong, who brought an unprecedented level of barbarity to the galaxy. Planets had been destroyed or transformed, entire species exterminated. Worlds like Coruscant and Obroa Sky were still recovering from the alien mantle the Yuuzhan Vong had ceded. Even more recently, the Galactic Alliance had suffered a threat from a young Jedi Knight, who, like Anakin Skywalker before him, had embraced the teachings and tactics of the Sith in an attempt to foment a new order. And now, irony of ironies, guidance of the Galactic Alliance rested in the hands of a former Imperial officer named Natasi Dalla. The crushing revelations, the entries recounting the brutal deaths of so many of his friends and family members, the utter devastation of cities, worlds, species he had come to cherish, were enough to make Jadak's own problems seem insignificant. Though his legs were healing, he came to dread the approach of each immersion session, not because of the sickly sweet aftertaste of the Bacta treatments themselves, but for what the tutorials continued to reveal about the tortured state of the galaxy. For a week, Jadak had resisted doing a holonet search on himself, and he was sorry when he finally gave in to the urge. The entries were accurate up to a point, but history hadn't been entirely kind to the memory of Tob Jadak. Initially regarded as one of the finest competitive swoop and starship racers to appear on the scene in 100 years, he'd set a speed record of 655 kilometers per hour on the Grandine Swoop Loop. He was, following the Balmora Invitational, reduced to a might-have-been in the kinder entries, a discredit to the sport and others. Even those entries that told of Jadak's having been forced to throw the race as part of a point-shaving scheme controlled by Hutts aligned with the Rigoro-Grudo family held him in contempt for having bet widely on himself to lose the race.